This is KRWG 90.7 Las Cruces, also on the web at krwg.org. Burnsland.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trevor Hodgkins. Welcome back to Burnsland.
Burnsland.
I can't tell you how excited I was to find those bumpers again. Hearing Burnsland ring out from the speakers gave me absolute goosebumps. Not only that, I found this. And, of course, he had several iterations of all of them. Long ones, short ones, even shorter ones, long ones with a shake at the end, short ones with a little mini shake at the end. Bob Burns, the master of the bumpers. For those of you just tuning in, we are celebrating the life of Bob Burns. He passed away earlier this week, but his legacy will remain. He was a longtime announcer for KRWG, but he was so much more than that. Musician, educator, troubadour of truth, husband, father, friend. I like to say that I knew him for years before I ever even met him. His show engrossing me as I drove aimlessly deep into the night with no destination or purpose. I was driving just to listen to the great Bob Burns and the music he shared. Oftentimes, I would only stop the car if I managed to find myself at a store that sold some of this music. So, between the fuel costs and the new CDs I was buying on almost a nightly basis, I was out quite a bit of coin, thanks to Bob Burns. Sometimes I'd spend all the money I had just made waiting tables. But, of course, I don't regret any of it. So, if you're out there somewhere right now driving around town, I hope you have plenty of fuel. Because you may want to go out to the Oregon Mountains. You may want to drive down to the river. You may just want to do a loop of the entire city. But I have a feeling you're going to want to keep driving. Because we are cruising back to Burnsland.
Burnsland!
You're at Burnsland. We continue with a new CD from John Stein. The name of the album is Encounterpoint. Here is Jordu.
Thank you.
That's the John Stein group from their album Encounterpoint. And that is a tune called Jordu. Now, there's a song that was a very popular jazz tune among the jazz musicians back in the late 50s. And then kind of went away for a few decades, and it seems to be making a great comeback, which is great because I've always thought it was a great tune. Jordu, the name of the tune, written by Duke Jordan. John Stein on the guitar and leading the group, and the group consists of John Lockwood on the bass, who was actually born in South Africa but left there to head to Boston to attend school at the Berklee School of Music, the jazz school there. And on piano, Koichi Sato, who is actually a student at Berklee and a fine pianist, he is indeed. And then the drummer percussionist, Zé Eduardo Nazario, is out of Brazil. So, boy, we traveled the globe to get those musicians, but it was a good thing to put them together because they make some good music together. And we've reached the top of the hour, so it's time to tell you that you're listening to Burnsland coming your way on KRWG 90.7, Las Cruces, also on the web at krwgfm.org. Let's keep the jazz happening and rolling here with, I can think of no two better musicians, and I'd love to hear together, and I enjoy this album, Stan Getz and Chet Baker. Here's a nice ballad medley. Thank you.
Since you went away, I think about you all through the day, my buddy, nobody quite so true. I miss your voice, yeah, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand, my buddy, your buddy misses you. Thank you. since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, my buddy. Nobody quite so true. I miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy. Thank you.
classic from Horace Silver. Now, you're not supposed to do that. It seems we've been hearing a lot of classics tonight. And I don't know why, for instance, that's happening, but, you know, they're called classics because they're good and they're worth hearing again. So we always enjoy that. Anyway, that was called Senior Blues, Horace Silver, from the best of Horace Silver on the, what label is that on? It doesn't say. Oh, Liberty Records. There you go. And Senior Blues reminds me of there was a club, a jazz nightclub in El Paso for a few years called Senior Blues. And boy, they brought in some great stuff and had a lot of great things going on. It was kind of a heyday of jazz for the area. But maybe someday it'll come again. Anyway, before Horace Silver, we heard from Rodney Booth. Speaking of El Paso, Rodney originally out of El Paso in Eastwood High School. His dad taught music there in the schools for many, many, many years. Rodney headed out after he graduated to the University of North Texas in Denton and then left there to go on the road with Woody Herman. Spent some time with Woody Herman and doing a lot of other stuff, and then came back to the Dallas area to settle, and really is probably the number one call in the Dallas area for bands these days. Does a great job. That's the Rodney Booth Jazz Quartet, and a tune that I'd like to send out to my friend Buddy Childers, who left us here a while back. But that's a tune called My Buddy, and Rodney did a nice job both singing and playing the trumpet on that one. And then we opened that musical set, which happened to be a long one, actually, but it was all good music, and that's what counts. A ballad medley, Autumn in New York, Embraceable You, and What's New. Stan Getz and Chet Baker, Stan on tenor sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Jody Christian on the piano, Victor Sproles on the bass, and Marshall Thompson on the drums. And that was recorded in February of 1958 in Chicago. Burnsland continuing here, and we've got Dizzy Gillespie. This is the Tour de Force. Thank you. Stan Kenton and his band with some fine work by Gary Pack on the trumpet on a tune called Down and Dirty, and that's from their album 7.5 on the Richter scale, which is on the GNP Crescendo label. And we opened that whole set with Dizzy Gillespie and his friends, which include Chick Corea, Elvin Jones, and Mel Lewis, both on drums, Ray Nance on the violin, Pepper Adams on the baritone sax, Richard Davis on the bass. And that was the Tour de Force, recorded live at the Village Vanguard. Burns Land, continuing.
Burns Land.